It is 28 minutes to 8. And time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. And Anna Mears, Warwick, gets another medal at the World Track Cycling Championships in London, this time a silver.
Yes, Geraldine, she was beaten by the German Christina Vogel, only just, it must be said, in the Kirin final. That's that lovely event when they chase a cute little moped around before they start chasing each other over the last three laps to the finish line. And look, the Kirin is the event that Anna Mears won last year at the World Championships in France to become the most successful female cyclist at World Championships in terms of gold medals. That was 11. And overall, this is an astonishing record by any measure. I think she's up there with Betty Cuthbert and Dawn Fraser as one of Australia's greatest female athletes ever. But this was her 26th medal overall. Mm-hmm. Now, going into tonight, Australia had already won one gold medal. That was to Beck Wiasack, the journalist, so we can give her an extra pat on the back. She won gold in the individual pursuit. Now she's hoping for a place in the team pursuit for Rio, and she's a reserve at the moment for that. And the Ashes on the track returns, well, very, very shortly, I would think, in the next few moments. The British and Australian teams vying for the men's pursuit title, and that's always a rip-roarer, Geraldine.
Indeed. Very cute, Ashes on the track. Now, in soccer, or football, world football, the Matildas are in pursuit of a place at the Olympics too, and for them, I suppose it's massages, ice baths, protein shakes, sleep. They've been the order of the day and the night ahead of this big game against South Korea.
Yeah, that's right, Geraldine. Look, 5 games in 10 days. Obviously, the Players Association had no say whatsoever in this scheduling, and it means that the recovery, and for elite athletes, recovery is a lot of things. It's those ice baths and all the other things you outlined. It's become almost as important as the game themselves. Now, this match against South Korea, given where the Australians are at the moment, 2 wins, top of the table, it could almost say they're on their way to Rio after 2 disappointing attempts in the past to get there. So it's a huge game. There's still North Korea to go, and of course the big game against China, who at the moment are second. But at the moment they're all tucked up in their beds and doing the right thing, Geraldine, getting ready for this big game tonight.
Good luck, Matildas. And in Super Rugby, which has bounced out of the blocks, the Brumbies against the Waratahs tonight, Warwick.
It's always a super game. As we call this competition, which is now expanded to take in Japan and South America, the super duper rugby. But look, both teams made very impressive starts to the season last weekend, particularly the Brumbies, playing an attacking form of rugby. Even the Brumby forwards were indulging in flick passes and nifty little moves. Forwards are doing that sort of stuff, they'll get chucked out of the union. And look, for those who remember the dark days when rugby players went to rugby league never to return, look, here's another convert, as they're called, in the other direction. This is the story of Rhys Robinson, who's a bit of a reserve tonight, but could get a game for the Waratahs. Now, he played rugby league for 3 clubs, but he really has a genuine rugby union pedigree. He went to the school, that wonderful school, Matraville High, ancestral home of the Eller brothers, Mark, Glenn and Gary. And also, interestingly, this is one that you might just note, Bob Carr was Ducks in 1964. I wonder what position he played in the 1964 first 15.
He can't spell sport. and he'll say that too. Okay, Warwick, thanks very much indeed. Have a good weekend.
Good on you, Geraldine.
And politics coming up next, 24 to 8.